If the presidential election had turned out differently, Sarah Palin would be inside the Beltway right now. Instead, a Democratic administration is pushing Congress to approve its agenda.
The way that President Obama pushes is prompting some second guessing. NPR's Cokie Roberts is watching the drive to change health care, and she joins us for some analysis, as she does every Monday morning. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning. How are both of you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. What's wrong with throwing out a big idea like health care changes and then letting Congress argue over the details?
I don't see anything wrong with it at all, but there's been a lot of Democrats particularly complaining that the president needs to get more involved in the health care debate, set down some guidelines, tell people exactly what it is he will and will not accept. Yesterday, one of his chief advisors, David Axelrod, said, well, if there's consensus for an idea and people are looking for his view on it, he will give them that view, but that consensus hasn't emerged yet. So it's sort of a chicken and an egg kind of situation. Do they get to the consensus without the president? You know, look, Barack Obama learned from the Clinton example, where the Clintons, you know, presented Congress with this very complicated health care plan without involving the Congress. So he's going about it the other way around. I still think that that's probably the right way to do it, because there are lots of experts in Congress on this. But they keep getting bollocked up because it's hard. The cost is very high. The Congressional Budget Office keeps weighing in with horrible facts, you know, telling them again over the weekend that the plan to have an independent Medicare commission wasn't going to save them any money. And, you know, the president has to just keep dealing with that. He has sent some clear signals on things that he doesn't want. He doesn't want to tax employee benefits, although over the weekend there was lots of talk about taxing these so-called Cadillac plans, huge health insurance plans that some people get.
Cokie, this looks like the Senate is not going to vote on health care reform before it goes away for the summer break, although the House leaders have said they will have a vote. Does a delay over August and longer give opponents a better chance to defeat the bill, pick it apart?
Yes and no. I'm not sure that the House has said that they definitely will have a bill. Speaker Pelosi said yesterday that when she takes a bill to the floor, she will have the votes for it. And Democrats in the House are resuming meetings today. But some Democrats really don't want to do a vote before August. Because, as you well know, Linda, the rules of the House are such that they can bring a measure to the floor. They can get a vote, unlike the Senate, where the filibuster means more consensus. But, you know, that could result in an awful lot of unhappiness from House members who feel like they've already taken a politically very risky vote on energy legislation. And then they see a measure die in the Senate, and then they've walked the plank for no reason whatsoever. And lots of Democrats are worried about that right now. They've had these totally partisan votes on energy and the stimulus, and they know they're likely to have one on health as well. And they just don't want to do it without some assurance that the Senate will have a bill. And if they go home for August with just a House bill out there, that will be the thing that everyone takes shots at. So many of them would just prefer to wait, see what the Senate is doing, see a more moderate bill come out of the Senate. As it is, they're going to be on the defensive on the stimulus program. The Republicans are all over that right now. And I don't believe that that's going to be a long-range problem for them if the economy turns around by 2010. If the economy turns around, nothing will be a long-range problem unless health care doesn't get done, because the president's made such a big deal about that.
Is it a possibility? I mean, will he have risked too much if it doesn't get done?
Well, I think that he had to risk a lot, because that's the only way it will get done. And Hillary Clinton, famous for her own health care efforts, said yesterday that the differences between then and now make it much more doable. Here she is on NBC's Meet the Press.
Is it different than 93?
Oh, it is. It's different in several ways. It's different because I think everybody's now convinced there's a problem. Back in 93, we had to keep making the case over and over again. Well, now we know costs will continue to rise. For everybody who has insurance, there is no safe haven. Their costs will go up. We lose insurance for 14,000 people a day. We know that our system left unchecked is going to bankrupt not just families and businesses, but our country.
And that is the problem, that the cost will be overwhelming if nothing happens. But, you know, there are these philosophical differences among Democrats of every stripe. But Democrats of every stripe do want the president to succeed mm-hmm. because that works for them. So health care is likely to get done.
Thanks very much, NPR's Cokie Roberts.